This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, the artist known as Weatherman. Welcome, sir.
Good to be here.
Just off of a really nice show in Ashland at a place called Oberon's, so I'm glad you could take some time before jetting out of town to visit with us. The new record just out is called Seeds for Harvest. It is your sixth album, correct?
It is my sixth album, yes, sir.
That's an awful lot of music. We'll get to that in just a minute. Let's talk first about Weatherman, the name, because your name is Nicholas Williams, but since about 2007 you have been going by the name of Weatherman?
Yeah, I think initially when I decided to change the name to a moniker, it was more about trying to stick out as a songwriter, which is really hard to do these days with a very simple name like Nicholas Williams. And I also kind of had aspirations to add a band, which has eventually kind of evolved itself. But the name itself comes from a book called The Phantom Tollbooth, which was by Norton Juster, I think, in 1962. And it's a small character in the book, and one of the lines that caught my eye when I read it again in college, one of the lines that stuck out was, whether or not you find your way, you're bound to find some way. And I thought that was a really cool way to open. The whole story is this kid gets tired of his everyday life, and then he gets this magic toll booth in his room, and he goes to this alternate universe, and this is the first person he meets, and he's kind of, now his doors of perception are a little bit more open as opposed to like expecting all these things. So I want to do that with music, and that was something that spoke to me at the time, so that's why I changed it to Weatherman.
Well, it's fitting. Let's talk a little bit about your way, because you have been doing this as a one-man band.
Yes.
Literally, not just the music, but the entire business of being a musician.
Yes.
How long have you been out on the road making music?
I've been on the road for about 4.5 years, and I've been making music. Before 2007, for 7 years, I was Nicholas Williams, and I recorded some home recording, you know, some home albums, I think 3 or 4 of those. So it's been about 13 or 14 years now. I started when I was right before senior year in high school, and just kind of slowly progressed since then. But I never found anybody that came across my way that wanted to help me out, that I really trusted to do the things that I need to be done. And also, I think it's a good thing, because I've been able to learn all aspects of the business, every single portion of what you can do as a musician and in the music business itself. So now I'm at the point where I can kind of start divvying out some tasks, and which is nice, because you know I know how they should be done, and I'm not outside of the box from what's going on inside the box. And there's no point where I don't know what's going on, which is nice. So it's different though. it's different than most people take, I guess, but I like it.
Weatherman is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. His new record is called Seeds for Harvest. Information is online at weatherman.net, spelled WHETHERman.net.
Weatherman.
Yeah, Weatherman. The new album is beautiful. What do you want to play from it first?
I'm going to play The Circle. This is the first track on the new album.
I've been riding to leave the county, far behind my reckless ways. But the wind took, now with its passing, and now I can't forget a moment since that day. Sailing on the broken vessel, just like that feeling lost in the limelight. But the fallen, well, they're taking the circle. Now I can't resent the effort nor the chance. No, no. Four fortune through less desires. It's just home than what you love. Oh, and if I see more of either, I won't have to ask why it's in all of us. Yeah, now we're sailing on a broken vessel, just like that feeling lost in the limelight. But the fallen, well, they're taking the circle. Now I can't resent the effort nor the chance. And I can't forget a moment since that day. Yeah, I can't forget a moment since that day.
That is The Circle. It's Weatherman live today on Jefferson Public Radio, the song that leads off the new record called Seeds for Harvest. Information at weatherman.net. Where are you from originally? Because you're kind of a transcontinental guy, right? Some time in Florida, Midwest, and Northwest.
Yeah, I was born in Seattle and started my childhood and was raised most of my childhood in Sacramento, California. And then my family moved to Ohio, and I moved to Texas and back to Ohio. And I stayed most of my life in Ohio. That's when I started playing music. And then after college, I went to Ohio State. I went to Chicago for a year and tried to make it in the music business there, which I failed miserably at.
Unless you're a blues man, I'm not sure Chicago's the right place.
And, you know, it was really tough. There was no community there. It was very much survival of the fittest, like I talked about last night. It just wasn't my style. I couldn't find any help, and I don't even think I was ready, personally. I just recorded my second album there, and I had all these aspirations, and I just don't think that I was cut out for it at the time either. So I guess it was all in its appropriate time and place, and I truly retreated to Florida. I was not going there because it's a musical hotbed by any means, but I went there because of the beach, and I wanted to just, you know, escape the city. And I really didn't try to play music very much when I first got there. And then I met a couple people after the first year, and they were just amazing musicians, and they wanted a community, they wanted a family, and they wanted to help each other out and make Jacksonville something of a city that people want to tour through. And so I started becoming a part of that movement, and yeah, I've been there since. And now I live in the car on the road full time. So,
you had mentioned that this is now your second stint of basically just living out of a vehicle.
Yeah, it's a little bit different now with my fiance is living with me in the car too. So we're making it, we're efficient with it, but we're also thinking about other ideas that we can, a bigger vehicle that we can tour in and live out of full time. So it's a little bit different and way more organized this time around. And I don't even think I had organized chaos when I was going the first time. I think I just had chaos. And so now it's nice because I know what I'm doing, and I did it for a year and a half and it worked out and all that. But now I can do it and be happy and be efficient at the same time too, which is great.
How many performances a year are you given?
I'm doing right around, last year I did 150. I'm kind of kicking it down a notch to about 130. It's nice that, you know, the first couple of years when you tour, you really have to play a lot more than, you know, obviously when things are going well, you don't have to play, you can play concentrated shows and, instead of playing three shows in the same town and trying to spread myself out too thin. So now I'm at the point where I can cut it down a bit, and I'm getting more people to each individual show, which is better. So I'm right 120, 130 area, somewhere around there. So, and I'll probably keep kicking it down until I think 100 will be my lowest that I'll go to by next year, but we'll see what happens.
You might get to a spot where you can do 10.
I don't know how I feel about that. You know, it might be too much of an extreme change for me, because I do like to tour and I like to be on the move. I grew up traveling, obviously, so it's in my bones and it's in my blood, and I'm used to it.
Weatherman is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Seeds for Harvest. Information at weatherman.net. What do you want to play next?
I'm going to play Sea Line from the new record. Sit and see the flock and go far into the sea line. And circling the hunting ships before remains or
common city. Well, it's just like mankind upon the mother earth, in a crowd in missing pieces, a small or large, they're setting up tomorrow's sorrow. Convoluted, well, in theory, well, it's not to bore, you're trained in. Now some will never grasp, I fear. Yeah, the heart not easily shaken. Well, it's a homestead of patience. And patience. La da da. Now should you grow skeptic of my understanding, I'd implore and I'd emote what you can. You know, stop the love of instance I began. Oh, but I can't stay when I will again. No, no, no. Though it's convoluted in theory, it's not to bore, it's changing. No, no. Well, some will never grasp what I fear. Well, the heart not easily shaken. Well, it's a homestead patience. Patience. La da da. La da da. Whether you're in or you're out, away else, don't lay to rest those careless wishes. No, no, no. And you put forth the able man with your charter on. Let's see life.
That is called Sea Line. It's music from the new record Seeds for Harvest. Weatherman live today in the JPR studios, also known as Nicholas Williams. There's a hidden track, right, on the record? There's some, like, numbering snafu or something that went on?
Yeah, part of the problem of doing everything yourself, I coordinated with my buddy who helped do the graphic design, did all the piecing together and whatnot of the album art. And when I sent him the list, I gave him all the right lyrics, and on the insert has every song in the correct order, and then on the back I just forgot to put one song in there, so and it's not the last song either. It's like the third to last song. It's called Harmlessly Harmful, and so now it's kind of a hidden track. I guess I'm gonna keep going with it for a while because it seems kind of fun, but I might end up changing it to be appropriate and the way it should be at some point. But yeah. That was a snafu.
I would imagine that moving back into a vehicle as your primary residence makes it awful difficult to make a record.
It does. I was lucky enough to, I just recorded that album right before we moved back into the car. So I had the luxury of being in a house, and I was traveling each day about 45 minutes to the studio for about 3 months. So it was, it would be a lot harder for sure, but at the same time, I think I can make it work. I'd sleep in the studio if I had to, you know, or sleep in the car just like we do now.
Do you have a timeline for this chapter of your life? It looks like your lovely fiance would like to have an address at some point.
Well, you know what? That's part of the touring thing too. We're keeping an eye out for places that we like and might want to move to. And actually, this place does speak to us a lot in Ashland. It does have all the qualities that we look for in a town, and the people are amazing. So eventually, yeah, the timeline is pretty loose though. And I think we have aspirations and things we want to accomplish, and then when the time comes and it feels right, then we'll settle down. But for now, it seems like go mode for a bit.
Hmm. How long did you spend in Seattle before moving?
Just 2 years.
Yeah,
2 years in Seattle, and then we moved to Sacramento, and I think I was there until I was about 8. So 6 years in Sacramento.
Yeah, I got to say, as a Seattle kid myself, having moved around a little bit, you never really leave the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
There's a draw to just how beautiful it is.
No, it's true. I mean, it definitely has that energy, and the people here are amazing too. The whole West Coast is like that, but especially the Pacific Northwest, you don't find, especially in the Southeast, you don't find travelers, and you don't find people that like to be in nature more often than in cities, you know?
I'm glad you mentioned that. On social media, it is nothing but a plethora of photos of you in outdoor settings.
Yeah.
Waterfalls, mountains,
yeah.
Vistas of the beach.
Yeah, in between shows, we're constantly in some form of greenery. And I probably post more nature photos. I definitely post more nature photos than I do of shows, which is something I'm going to start changing a little bit. I should probably show people that I'm actually playing music every now and again and not just touring and doing all these national parks. But yeah, that's something that has to happen for me. I get really stressed out in big cities. Like we were in, even just being in Seattle or Vancouver was a little too stressful for me. So driving, traffic and all that stuff, I can't handle it. So I prefer to be in greenery more than anywhere else.
Do you do any kind of specific recreation when you're out there? Are you a mountain biker or a kayak or anything like that? Or do you just like to be in those places?
We like to be in those places. We hike. We also just kind of camp or, you know, backpacking, that sort of thing. We don't do too much of that anymore. But if we get a bigger vehicle, then we could bring bikes and we could bring kayaks, and that stuff we love doing, but we just can't muster the space really even to do it. So yeah, we're trying to spread ourselves out as much as possible, do as much as you can, and enjoy life.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you're going to do to wrap up today, but if you don't do this in the song, I want to ask you about it aside from the song, is how did you start incorporating whistling? You're a very good whistler.
Thank you. That's a recent thing. I don't know. I don't really know what happened. I guess when my voice started kind of turning into what it is now, which has taken, you know, 13 years in the last year or so, I would say that I've got it pretty much down. Then I realized, you know, for whatever reason, I had a range of whistling, and I did record on my third album. I recorded a little bit of whistling, but it wasn't very good. And I think I might even do a kazoo, you know, that sort of thing. Just keep incorporating more stuff, because it's a one man show. You know, you have to be a little versatile and can't just be playing guitar and strumming over. That's why I have the kind of percussive style. And so I try to incorporate as many other factors into it as I can. I used to have a kick drum and all that stuff, but yeah.
A lot of people are touring with that stomp box thing.
Yeah.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, I've thought about that. I've also thought about, you know, I play a lot of different instruments. I've also thought about looping and putting the instruments together at some point, which would be cool. But yeah, for now, I'm just trying to do as much with my extremities as I can.
Will you play us one more?
Yeah, of course. Put my ghost in the water, but I won't have to hide them anymore. And I went down to the shore,
to guilt our knuckles in the water. But I went down to the bottom of the ocean where my ghost can be set free. They've been chained to the bottom of my soul, down in the darkest depths of me. I went down to the bottom of the ocean where my ghost can be set free. They've been chained to the bottom of my soul, down in the darkest depths of me. Now you can't touch the flame too hot, can't steer the reins, you're not clean to your guilt out your ghost in the water. Touch the flame too hard, can't steer the reins, you're not clean to your guilt out your ghost in the water. To the bottom of the ocean where my ghost can be set free. They've been chained to the bottom of my soul, down in the darkest depths of me. I went down to the bottom of the ocean where my ghost can be set free. They've been chained to the bottom of my soul, down in the darkest depths of me. Now you can't touch the flame too hot, can't steer the reins, you're not clean to your guilt out your ghost in the water.
That is Weatherman, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Music from the new record called Seeds for Harvest. Information is online, weatherman.net. Again, that is spelled W-H-E-T-H-E-R-M-A-N.
Thank you for readdressing that.
Nicholas, thanks for coming by and visiting with us, man.
Yeah,
it's nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too.